March 2nd, Nebraska Commission for Blind and Visually new commissioner orientation. We do this every couple of years when we have new commissioners that are joining the board, and I know I said this at their first meeting, but welcome Cheryl and Linda to the board. We're so glad that you're part of the board now, and hopefully the meeting today will just give you a little bit more insight on what it means to be a commissioner. And I'd also like to thank everybody here that's visiting that has served as a commissioner in the past. I thought I would just do brief introductions first, and then we'll get into everything else. So I'll start with myself. I'm Mark Bolger. I am the American Council of the Blind of Nebraska designee on this board, and currently I serve as the board chair. Kimberly?
Hi, I'm Kimberly Sherbarth, and I currently serve as the NFB designee on the board, and I am currently serving as vice chair.
And I'd like to just thank Kimberly for helping, you know, set up the agenda. Her and I are going to kind of co-lead this meeting today, so thank you, Kimberly. And then, of course, we've got Cheryl.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Cheryl Livingston. I am a newly elected commissioner. I am very pleased to be serving on the commission board. I worked for the agency for 21 years, retired in March of 2020, right as that pandemic hit. So that'll probably be something I'll never forget. I am a member of the National Federation of the Blind since 1975. I currently serve as the treasurer of the Nebraska affiliate. I've done that since 1988. I enjoy reading, music, my three kitty cats, which I don't know, one or two of them may come in here while we're on the meeting, so I hope that they won't be too much of a problem. But I'm very glad to be here and to be on the board. And I just wanted to say, I didn't know for sure if an agenda went out for the meeting. I didn't receive one, but I'm sure that we'll have a lot of interesting things to talk about today. So I'm very pleased to be here.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, there really isn't a particular agenda. Kimberly and I have one kind of between us, but normally when you see an agenda on you know, a meeting announcement, it's like it talks about the business that we do. And we're today our business is just talking about our business. So Linda, how about you?
Hello, everyone. I'm Linda Mentink. I'm originally from Wisconsin. I moved here to Columbus, Nebraska in August of 2004 to teach music at Bible Baptist Christian School and help with the church choir and music ministry and everything else. And so I'm still working. It's just a part-time position, but they pay me well, and I enjoy the job. So I've never been involved with the agency, really. I have been on the board of the Friends of the Commission for a couple years. I am also a member of the National Federation of the Blind. I joined in Wisconsin when Wisconsin reorganized in 1975, and I was elected as its secretary because Dr. Jernigan said he wanted those of us from UW-Whitewater to find us a secretary, and they all sent me. So anyway, and I also hold a national position as secretary of the National Federation of Blind and Communities of Faith, because my identity is very important to me. And I am on the state board. I am secretary of the senior division here in Nebraska, and I'm president of the Columbus area chapter, which was organized in 2017. I'm also president of our Wisconsin School Alumni Association. So that keeps me off the streets if I ever think about going on the streets. And I'm very pleased to be on this board. I'm a little technologically challenged at this moment, so I'm learning how to use the iPad. that I can go on the website, and I've done that, and so I'm learning lots, and I don't know, we did get an agenda on our list from Kathy.
Yes.
So we did get one, but I want to thank you all for taking time out of your busy schedules to do this with us, because when I first came on, I was finding out all these things, and I'm going, what exactly are we supposed to do?
Yeah.
And so, anyway, so, lots of me.
Well, very good.
Well,
then I'm going to introduce those that are on the staff, and I'll start with Carlos. Can you introduce yourself, Carlos?
Sure. Carlos Servan, director of the agency. I've been director since August of 2017. Before that, I was the deputy director for VR services and then for services for 19 years. And before that, I was a transition coordinator for 8.5 years in New Mexico. So I've been working with the agency for the blind for a long time.
Well, very good. Well, thank you for taking time out of your weekend to be with us today. Kathy Stevens.
Hi, I'm Kathy Stevens. I'm an administrative technician for the agency, and I've been with the agency coming up on 15 years in September.
Wow. Congratulations. And again, thank you for all you do to make these meetings logistically possible. Did I see, is Carol on today, Carol Jenkins?
Hi, I'm Mark.
Hi, Carol.
So I'm Carol Jenkins. I'm the Deputy Director of Services for the agency, and I was a previous commissioner a long time ago, and I think this will be my 13th year with the agency in September.
Well, again, and thank you for taking time out of your busy weekends to be with us. And I feel like I've watched you grow up, Carol. You know, you have done so much in the last years. Can't help but be a little proud of you. So thank you for being with us today. And is anybody else on from staff? Okay, well, then we'll start with our guest visitors. And I see Robert Newman. So, Robert, how about, can you introduce yourself?
Good morning, everyone. Yep, Robert Leslie Newman here. So I'm, of course, a former commissioner and employee, and I do other things right now besides being retired from working. You know, the president of the Friends of the Commission and the president of the senior division in the NFP of Nebraska. So anyway, it's all good. All good. I'm happy to be here.
Well, thank you, Robert, and Robert's going to be part of the presentation. We're going to have a section where we talk about the history of the Commission for the Blind, and Robert's a big part of that history, so thank you, Robert. Barbara Lovey, and her better half, can you introduce yourself?
I'm Barbara Lowe's, and I was one of the original commissioners back in 2000 until 2007. I'm currently on the Friends of the Commission board as well, and since 2014, I believe.
Wow.
I'm vice president of our senior division in the National Federation of the Blind, and I've served a bunch of roles in that organization. And I'm glad to be here today. Is Brent not here today?
Brad, are you out there too?
Yeah, Brent isn't here, Barbara.
Oh, okay. Brad.
And I am Brad Lowe's, and I'm Barbara's husband, and I'm just some of the wretched refuse of our teeming shore. Just want to see and observing you folks serving the people.
Well, we're glad you're here. Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Barbara. I'm going to probably be calling Barbara every once in a while just because she has played a big part on where the board started and to where it is today. And then Jim Yurok, are you out there still?
I am here, yes. I am a member of the American Council of Blind in Nebraska, here in Omaha, home of the 2022 National Convention. I was the second commissioner representing American Council of the Blind right after Bill Arrester termed out. And I served on the board with some folks that actually that knew what they were doing, thankfully. Julie Johnson, who was not able to be here today, was there. Carol and I served briefly together until she took her job with the agency. And, of course, Wes was here and replaced Carol, or vice versa. I think it was vice versa. Anyway, regardless, he was another commissioner that's out there somewhere, and I just enjoyed the time being on the board. And if I can contribute today with my words of wisdom or what have you, I'll do what I can.
Well, Jim, we always appreciate your participation. am I missing? Are there any other former commissioners or guests that I've failed to recognize? All right. If I see somebody pop in, I'll have them introduce themselves. But you know, this is a commissioner's meeting. Kathy, could you just tell the those that are here on the call today where the meeting notices were advertised?
Yes. The notice of the meeting was published in the Lincoln Journal Star, on the state government calendar, the NCBBI website, NFB Newsline. It was sent to Radio Talking Book, ACBN, NFBN, and the NCBBI listserv.
All right, well, thank you. This is normally where I would say we were going to run the meeting based on the Nebraska open meeting law, which I guess in a sense we are, because we wanted this to be the orientation to be available to the public to listen in on. So today we won't be making any decisions. So are we even recording this or taking minutes today, Kathy?
I am recording it. The minutes will kind of reflect my thought was that the minutes would reflect kind of what they did in 2020 when you guys had the orientation training, meaning they're not going to be detailed minutes, but the recordings will be available.
Okay, very good. Well, I think that'd be interesting for a new commissioner to listen to in, sometime in the future. I'm just going to start out with something that I think two things that makes this commission board and this state agency so unique. The first one is that we are a separate blind agency, and there's, you know, 50 states in the country, and approximately half of the states have separate agencies for the blind. And then the other half of the services for the blind are lumped in together with all of the other disabilities. And having lived in several states and just observing Nebraska firsthand, I think that there are huge, huge advantages to the blind for our state being a separate state agency. And I was talking to Carlos about this not too long ago, but it just didn't happen that we became a separate state agency. It was done because we thought this state had some good reasons. But Carlos, can you kind of give us just a real quick history of how we became a separate state agency, since you've been around for quite a while?
I can give you my perspective, but I think the one who started to work a lot on this before even I came here was Barbara Lowe. And she knows a lot of things that I just hear from her. But besides what you say, Mark, that around 50% of the agencies are separate. Only 4 or 5 are separate and independent, meaning with the board.
Okay.
The others are still under another big umbrella. They are separate from VR, but they are usually under a big umbrella.
Okay.
So, I don't want to get into things that maybe Robert or Barbara could say more, but when I came here in 1998, people were working already on getting a separate commission, meaning consumers. The National Federation of the Blind started to work that, and some others before. The American Council of the Blind also joined the efforts, to my knowledge. So when I came here, what I observed, first of all, I was in New Mexico, where that back then was the last agency that became a separate commission for the blind. I got in New Mexico in 1989 and learned a lot is why a separate agency, and it caught my attention because I thought that, you know, coming from another country and being in a new state, New Mexico, all the services for the blind were the same. So when I keep listening, I learned the importance of having a separate agency for the blind where consumers will have a say, not just a voice in which the bureaucrat will say, okay, thank you, we will take a note, but then we don't be partners. With a separate agency for the blind, independent agency for the blind, the consumers are supposed to be partners, meaning more power, more influence. I remember one time, I think it was Dr. Schroeder who came as soon as we became a commission. The question was as well, why really we want to be a commission? Well, you know, if the director is not doing a good job, he or she can be fired. And the consumer will pick somebody who really represents the blind and really will care about the blind. And to me, that's very powerful. Now that I'm director, it's still even more powerful. But it really means a lot because the Commission for the Blind gets a good chunk of money from the federal government for vocational rehabilitation. It's close to 80%. But in general, we get $3.2 million from the federal government and around $2.1 million now from the state. So we're talking about $5.3 million. And that money cannot be used the way just the bureaucrats want, and neither the way how consumers want. There is an intent behind the law on both the state and national. The state is mainly after the national one, and if you look at the national law, the main provisions are there because of consumer activism. So what I want to emphasize is the role of consumers in our agency. I think my job is to make sure that I do what the governor tells me, the federal government, the state, and also what the board of commissioners do, but with the spirit of the law, which is why consumers fought to bring this agency independent, and also the provisions of the federal and state law. So with that, I will stop, Mr. Chair, and let you have more.
Well, thank you, Robert. I guess I brought up to the separate state agency because that's a key part of why our state agency is successful. And it just didn't happen. You know, it took consumers working together and, you know, people that, you know, understand the needs of the blind to make that happen. But that'll lead us into, I've asked Robert Newman to give us an overview of the history of the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Vision Impaired. So, Robert, I hope I didn't steal any of your thunder there, but...
Because
you can kind of just take us to from where we started to where we are.
Yeah, because this really is all about just rehabilitation, you know, not only in Nebraska, that's our main focus, but it also kind of touches on rehabilitation just in our country and just kind of what, in fact, you know, okay, let's start out here to begin with here. You know, in 1917, you know, the School for the Blind there was in Nebraska City, and they were the only, you know, only one on the scene that was provided a kind of instruction that would lead into employment at some point, because, you know, they had a few skills, you know, that, you know, like piano tuning and caning that some students came out with, you know, that could go on and be used, you know, for employment. So so the Nebraska Association of Workers for the Blind was an active group back then. Some were blind, some were probably sighted. So what they did is they went to the state government. This is the first, you know, act within the state by our citizens, you know, dealing with our government. So so they went to the Board of Control. That's who was in charge of, I guess, the school and some other services across the state. Anyway, so they were able to get a two-year grant of $5,000. It was, you know, to be for job development and, well, maybe some home, you know, based small businesses. And so they hired a person to run the program. And unfortunately, now think of the year 1917. So the guy dies halfway through, you know, this two-year period. So it makes you kind of wonder, you know, there was a pandemic going on back then, right?
Oh.
So you almost kind of wonder if that kind of changed, you know, what was going on at that particular time for blind adults. That's what they were getting this money for, was for blind adults, because the school's taking care of school-age kids, but no one was taking care of the adults, okay? So that was the first try there. Then also what was going on at this time was there was a world war going on, right? So those are nasty events. So it's always kind of interesting to kind of what triggers some changes. Well, that war brought home a lot of wounded veterans. So there was a bill for taking care of those vets, and it formed, you know, the Soldiers Rehabilitation Act. So they were going to get some vocational counseling, orientation, you know, type of rehabilitation things and job placement. And so that's what started for the veterans. And it was a world war that brought it about, you know, so that at least, you know, someone in the United States was getting, you know, something by, you know, the federal government for the vets. Anyway, so the rest of the, you know, people around, you know, that have deal with disabilities, parents and, you know, some blind people themselves, other disabled people, they said, hey, that's really, really a good idea. So they lobbied, and in 1920, they were able to get, you know, a Civilian Rehabilitation Act going. So that's where there was monies and a push around the country, you know, to have vocational rehabilitation services in states. Okay, and I should say also that, you know, with that first effort in Nebraska to get something going for adults, so a two-year thing only lasted for a year. Well, it wasn't until 20 years later, so now we're up to 1937. That's when the next effort was made, you know, by Nebraskans with the Nebraska government, you know, to get something going for adults. And how that started was, who started that movement to get something going at the in 37 was the Omaha Association of the Blind. You guys familiar with that one? You know, Mark here has something really big to do with that. So they and the Douglas chapter of the Red Cross. So again, it's kind of Omaha, the biggest city type of effort, I guess. And also in VR. So there was a state VR program going on. So it was those three entities went to the legislature and said, hey, let's try to transfer what's going on for the blind here. In fact, there's not much going on because there really has nothing been going on since, back in 1920, but let's transfer the responsibility over to VR. Well, the source where this information came from wasn't sure if the bill just didn't pass or it got passed and then was vetoed because it didn't happen. All right, so here, 2 years later in 39, so again, we've got the Omaha Association of the Blind and the Nebraska Association of Workers for the Blind. They went and tried to get a bill to establish a commission, a separate commission. Glory be, those guys were thinking good, right? But it didn't go. So, all right, so next we're going to go to 2 years later. Here it is, 1941. And again, it's the OAB and the Nebraska Association of Blind of Workers for the Blind. And the governor that they talked to really thought that was a darn good idea. However, he had made promises, that if he was elected, he wouldn't create any new agency. So he says, hey, I've got a deal for you. You guys wanted to get into VR. So why don't we just give VR some extra money, like $5,000, and you can get services from VR. Well, again, the OAB and all the blind people that were involved in pushing this, they said, oh, man, they've got a really bad history with us, because very seldom did they ever do anything with blind people. They just gave a few amazing blind people who did really well at the school, they would pay for the tuition for college, but they didn't do anything else for any other blind person. So they said, no way. So they tried to negotiate a different type of deal. They even said, well, just give the Board of Control some more money, and they can work with us through the school, just like back in 1917. Can you do that? Well, while the blind groups were trying to get all this going on, the legislature, unbeknownst to the blind guys, they put together a little bill, and it's Lori. And so what got passed was that VR would get $10,000, not just five, they boosted to double it. Well, we're going to have VR have $10,000 to work with you, the blind, over the next 2 years. How's that? Well, too bad you got it. So anyway, so what happens? And what happens 2 years later is now we're in 1943. Again, the blind got together and they went back and they said, hey, you remember what you did for us back in 41, that money to VR? Well, tell you what, they only spent like $3,500 on us. We don't know what the heck they do with the rest of the money. In fact, we know that they were just like paying for tuition. They really weren't helping us. So there was no opposition for them, to get something going for just the blind. So what was, what came to be, that 1 year later in 1944, the Nebraska Department of Services for the Blind was created, and again it was part of the Board of Control. But there now the blind has some separate services going, so at least that was good. So in 1961, so what happens then is the then department, Nebraska Department of Services for the Blind, they got a new name and a new home. So the new name was Nebraska Rehabilitation Services for the Visually Impaired, RSVI. But the more common name, the agency at that time was SVI. That's what most people call it, not the RSVI, but they just went away. So, and the new home was that Board of Control was dissolved because the government kind of rethought about how they're going to structure, you know, taking care of services that they're out, that they have going. So the then, you know, SVI became a division under the Department of Public Institutions. You know, VR was not in that particular part of the government. It was in the Department of Education. But, you know, we were placed under the Department of Institutions, which is still good. It was still good. So, and the next big thing that happened was in 1973, after years of really not getting the best service from this SVI. In fact, when I started working there, that was in, I started working there in 73, the same time that this is all going on. But I wasn't an NFP member, so I really didn't know what was going on until one day. So again, the blind were really in up in arms. So they went to the government, the legislature there, the governor, it just kind of laid out just everything that's happening. You know, totally blind people were not getting much. Truck drivers were getting more services, you know, for eye surgery, you know, for blind people. And again, I was there, you know, during all that life, because I started in December of 73. So again, I didn't know what was going on with the NFB because I wasn't part of it. And I was only there, you know, a very few months before, in April of the next year, you know, 74. That's when Dr. Nyman came aboard, you know, as the new director. And what's interesting, you know, the day he walked in the door, I was at the main switchboard, and Candace Larson, you know, used to work for the commission. I was talking with her. And so this guy walks up, and he's got this kind of short cane, and he says, and Candy said something like, "Well, what can I do for you, sir?" You know, she was real smiley, which is really a good receptionist. He says, "Well, it's what I'm going to do for you. You know, I'm your new director." So, of course, you know, Candy just kind of laughed, and it was kind of funny. So he finally convinced us that there was a change happening. That he was there, and he was going to have a meeting with all of us, and he's going to announce, you know, what's happened. And what was really interesting was, probably a week after he took over and was, you know, doing stuff, we were in a meeting, and one of the staff members that was there before came in and says, "Well, you're out, Nyman. McDermott is back in." And he shut the door. So it really was a procedural thing. I mean, that was true, but it was only a procedural thing for, I don't know, a couple of hours or a day or something like that, so that they could do something about making the transition more legal or something. So that was really pretty shocking. That guy coming in and, you know, saying, "Oh, you're out. You know, McDermott's back in." So anyway, so that's when the rehabilitation for the blind really took over. You know, it's the, you know, the NFB type of approach, because that's where Dr. Nyman, got his awareness of, you know, what was possible. So that was really big. All right. So then, of course, being under an umbrella. So in 1998, that's when the legislature thought that it would really be smart to save some money and maybe serve our citizens better. That's where they created Health and Human Services. And of course, they sucked in the smaller agencies, which of course we were one. And boy, that was really a shock. And I think that really threw Dr. Knight for a loop. He had been there for 21 years. And just like the very next year in 99, that's when he retired. So anyway, so of course, for 7 years or so, the NFB and the ACB have been working, you know, the halls, you know, in the legislature. So in 2000, you know, the then governor was able to sign the bill LB, you know, 352, that a commission would be formed. And as you heard about, you know, what Carlos would just kind of tell us how he was aware that the commission came about, because again, it was effort by the blind. So that's the history, you know, as I like to tell it. So any questions? But just remember, you know, it can be a fleeting thing. It can be changed. So we've just got to really protect it. And we've really got to work with, of course, our consumer groups. And I think the commission, as it stands now, really, you know, is really good partners with, you know, the blind of Nebraska. So I think we're in good hands.
Well, thank you, Robert. Kimberly, just a heads up, after we do a little bit more about the history, we'll go into the icebreaker, okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay, but, you know, when I heard Robert think, I thought that there's a theme that is there. The blind don't have to accept what we're given, and we need to expect more. And I happen to serve as the OAB president. I've been doing that, I think, for 13 years, and this year the OAB, Omaha Association of Blind, will be celebrating 100 years of existence. And back 100 years ago, there wasn't an NFB or an ACB. So I think they discovered that, you know, when you can blind people work together, they can accomplish more things. And like Helen Keller says, alone we can do so little, together we can do so much. And you know, in the since 100 years ago, then along came NFB, then the ACB, and we had some organized voices that could, you know, speak for themselves and be able to get the services that we want. And you know, is it perfect? Did everything go as planned? No, but you know, where we are today is based on a lot of work from people before us. And Barbara, I'm going to just call you out, because Barbara, you play a big part of the history of Commission for the Blind, and you served as the first board chair, and you kind of had to you started out with a blank sheet, and then you help to take us to where today. So Barbara, would you want to just briefly talk about, you know, the early years of